Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Elizabeth Toback. Good morning to you, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Lauren. How are you?
I'm good, and I know you are excited about a new class that you're teaching.
I am.
And that class is going to be held when?
It's going to start this Thursday night, tomorrow night. It's at the United Church of Christ here in Atlantic. I'm really excited because this is a brand new class.
Okay, and I know you've had a lot of experience. You've taught classes. You're the owner of I Care About Kids. And you've taught classes for quite a number of years.
I taught twice from about 1995 until just a couple of years ago I did a class. Uh-huh. Not as regular, but
all through that time.
Yes.
So you've had a lot of experience, Elizabeth, with parents of various ages of kids in various situations.
That's right.
So is there a particular age of kids that would be best if parents think about what age their kids are?
Yes. 5-year-olds to 12-year-olds. The idea of this class is to help parents before they hit the teenage years. So they have a foundation before they become teenagers. Hopefully that's going to make it just a little bit easier.
Yeah, you get to be a teenager, you think you know everything.
They do. They do.
And I just heard a parent the other day say, you know, one of the best times of my life was when my 18-year-old daughter called up and said, Mom, you were right.
Yes.
So that all this building the foundation is really, really important.
It is.
And the class, as you said, starts tomorrow night. You'd like people to call you.
I would. Either on my home phone, which is 712-762-3159, or my cell is 712-250-1092.
Okay, and we'll give those numbers again here before we end so that if people didn't get those numbers. And I would say we'll have this information here at KJN. If somebody says, oh, I didn't catch those numbers, they can always call KJN about that too. So we've talked about the class is tomorrow night at the United Church of Christ. I'm not sure we gave the times.
It starts at 6 o'clock. It goes to 8:30.
Now, that seems like a pretty long time, Elizabeth. And I know you have a lot of things to say, but why is it maybe a little longer than you've done in the past?
Well, because this curriculum uses videos.
Okay.
And when you time it out to 2 hours, it was really, really rushed. And so I had adapted it 2.5 hours. So parents feel like they can talk, and parents learn to one another.
Right. You know, we're in different situations, or we think we're the only one in this situation, but when there's another parent saying, how do you handle this? And so you're the instructor, but all the parents are teachers, right?
Exactly. And they learn from one another.
Yes.
And that's so important.
Okay, you've mentioned that a part of this is the videos, but you also, as I understand, every parent who attends will get some additional things to take home?
Yes, Liza Financial has paid for the workbook and parent's guide. Each parent will get a workbook and a parent's guide.
That's good because, you know, you get a lot of information and you go home and go, oh, my gosh, what was this? So I assume part of that will be in the parent's guide.
It will. It's excellent material.
Excellent. Okay, let's talk about some of the content. You talked about you want to lay the foundation for kids ages 5 through 12. What are some of the things that you're going to address?
Well, the second one, we talk about the 3 styles of parenting, the dictator, the doormat, and the active parenting. We also talk about mutual respect. If we're yelling and screaming at our kids all the time, they're going to come back with it. So even playing field, mutual respect.
Yeah, and I think sometimes we think, well, it's the kid. They're supposed to just, you know, do everything the way I say. But kids have ideas, too.
They do.
So maybe we need to listen. We might not agree with them.
But session two, it talks about cooperation and how important that is. And one of the videos I had to share is about a little boy getting ready for school, and his mother lays out a T-shirt. And she just put it on, and he says, no.
No, I don't want that T-shirt today.
Right. And so it talks about how they argue back and forth. And then later comes back, and she says, okay, you want the red T-shirt or the green T-shirt? And gives them a chance to make their own decision. Because with children, when you give them choices, you have to be able to live with it. With both choices.
That's true. When you give choices, they better be both acceptable, right?
Right, right. And then I also like in this session, they talk about communication blocks and a funny video about several different communication blocks and how guilty we are from time to time. The youth don't realize it.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. And that's something. You know, this is for parents of children, but I'm thinking each of us can probably also learn about communicating with other people. I find there's always something to learn about communication.
Yeah. And then the third week, we talk about discipline as opposed to punishment. And we look at polite requests, physical eye messages, phone reminders, and when it comes right down to it, you have to use not natural or logical consequences. And you get good videos.
So this is part of the fun of the videos, isn't it? That you're seeing the kids and parents interact. And I'm assuming they're actors, but I don't know. But, yeah, seeing it actually happen, I think, helps us rather than just talking about it.
Oh, and to watch some of the videos, you go, wow. I enjoy it. And then the last night, we talked about courage and quality of character, respect, responsibility, cooperation, courage, and self-esteem. And the importance of acknowledging your child when they do something good. Great job, fantastic, way to go. Mm-hmm. And I have a handout of 100 ways to say very good.
But I think, and I've had some people argue about, well, we went way overboard with self-esteem, but not true self-esteem. You don't want to tell people that they did a good job if they really did a rotten job.
Right.
Kids know that. We all know that.
I know.
You need to be truthful when you're saying good job.
So that's the 4 weeks that we have.
Yeah, you're starting out, you think, 4 weeks sounds like a really long time, but then when you start to think about all of the things you're going to cover, it's not very long. Okay, and there's no fee for this.
No fee whatsoever. Cass County Board of Supervisors has been paying for my classes for about 10 years.
That gives credibility, I think, when the Board of Supervisors says, yeah, we're going to give that money again for this class. I think that gives real credibility to your job, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Yes, I do too. We've had a good working relationship.
And then there's sort of a, well, not a surprise, but a prize at the end.
Yes. I partnered with Fairway, and he's going to give everybody that finishes the class a $5 gift card. So it's a little bonus.
Sure. And, you know, sometimes people do have to miss a class, but it's good to not just say, oh, well, I guess I won't go tonight. That to really need to attend to keep getting all of that information.
Right.
And then you get that bonus. So,
yes.
And I guess, Elizabeth, before we sat down, you told me that some people say that you're difficult to understand. And I guess I have to agree with that. But what I want to say is, after a little bit, after we visit a bit, that all kind of goes away.
Right. And I start every class with, my name is Elizabeth Turek. I have mild cerebral palsy that affects my speech. And I say, if you can't understand me, stop me. Because that's so important. I want you to get the material. And then about 10 minutes into it, I'll say, so how are we doing understanding? And usually in my evaluations, they'll say, you know, a little husband said I really had to listen.
Well, maybe that's good, too.
That's good, too. So I try very hard to talk plain and clearly.
And now we don't have time to talk about, but I know you've gotten positive responses from people who participated in the past, which says you're doing a good job, Elizabeth. So, again, give your phone numbers to call you.
My home is 712-762-3159. And my cell is 712-250-1092.
So give Elizabeth a call to get in this class called Active Parenting. You won't want to miss out. So we want to thank you very much, Elizabeth Tovak, for visiting with us.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
You bet. Until this next time, Abraham Lincoln said, whatever you are, be a good one.